Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. There's a guy out there who was running, two types of business sites on the same server, which is actually not all that unusual. I mean, I know some developers who operate their own sites, and they might operate some properties for some of their applications or some of their other customers or whatever. And that's actually pretty common. But what this guy was doing was a little bit different. He was operating a couple of businesses. One of them was legitimate, and the other one was not. And I guess somebody had broken into the illegal site and figured out pretty quickly it was this guy, because his information was all over the public site, the legal site, and the illegal site was illegal. And look, if I'm not saying you should do illegal activity, but if you are going to do illegal activity, it would seem smart to set it up in a way that it's hard to trace back to you. I mean, you have to cover your tracks a bit better than that. So, and there are ways to do that. I mean, I've seen, I'm sure there are service providers out there that take Bitcoin and operate in countries that don't have that don't have information sharing agreements with the United States or where whatever country whatever your origin is. And I'm sure there's ways to do all of that if you really want to skirt the law, as it were. It seems just kind of silly to me that, a shared server that has legal and illegal information on it, that somebody's going to find that out, and you're going to get caught. I mean, that's just dumb, and the guy deserved to be caught. Not that I'm encouraging illegal activity, but God, you can, there are lots of ways to hide yourself. I mean, this is the reason why people use Signal and Tor. There are non-illegal reasons to use these services, but likewise with VPN providers, right? I mean, again, I saw this with VPN providers. You can buy certain VPN providers with Bitcoin, and they go to great lengths to not to know as little as possible about who you are, in order to provide a private, secure VPN service for their customers, right? And so I have to assume that this kind of stuff also exists for web hosting, right? I mean, it just seems odd that somebody would operate a dark web and use legitimate services to host it, or host them on the same server. That just seems really dumb. So the guy deserves to be caught. That's just dumb. And yeah, I mean, come on, you have to keep your information, keep your information a lot more separate than that. And make it less easy for somebody to find out that you're doing illegal stuff. Just use your brain, guys. Don't assume that because I can set up two things on the same server that they're going to remain separate, right? It's definitely possible to breach the boundaries. Look, there's privilege escalation vulnerabilities in Linux servers, for instance, right? I mean, this is something that got a little bit blown out of proportion, but that's certainly, if somebody can break into one system, they can elevate privileges and find other data on it. So yeah, I mean, that just seems like normal stuff. So that at least occurs to me, but I guess doesn't occur to the random random criminal that may not be as sophisticated. You might be able to buy DDoS services pretty easily now, but you probably can't. But that doesn't mean that they understand the principles of information security. So as I say, this guy deserved to be caught, and should win a Darwin Award for that kind of thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.